Hey, Chris, it may be winter and it is cold here. It's actually snowed today. But our program today is about opportunities for travel with the rose lover in mind. So now you were traveling in December. Did you find any gardens along the way?
Hey, Teresa. Yeah, funny you should ask that question. The one day that I was in Budapest, that I took a tour. We were up in the castle district on the Buda side of Budapest, and I was telling the we were standing at Fisherman's Bastion, looking out over the Danube River at the Parliament Building. Magnificent views up there, and I was telling him how much I loved roses. And he looked at me and he said, "You want to take a little side trip?" And I said, "Sure." He said, "I've got a secret rose garden to show you." And we walked up this winding hill. I didn't think we were ever going to get to the top. I was huffing and puffing, let me tell you. But at the top of that hill was the Gul Baba Memorial. It was really a tomb in memory of this guy named Gul Baba, who was a dervish during the 1500s, during the reign of the Ottoman Empire in Hungary. And he was instrumental in helping like bring cohesiveness to that area, after the wars, and was highly revered and loved roses. And so at the very top of this hill is his tomb and this beautiful terraced rose garden. And it was in December, it was in winter, there wasn't anything blooming, but you could see the bones of this garden and all those shrubs. And I'm already wanting to go back in the spring just to see the blooms.
Well, I am sure. And I love that seeing the bones of the garden. You just see things you don't see when the blooms captivate you. I'm sure when you mentioned the Ottoman Empire and we heard a bit about that when we were in Turkey and their love for roses, but I bet there were some damask roses in there.
Oh, I believe there were. Not many of them weren't marked. That's not so much their custom there in an informal garden, but just the shape and form of them, I wouldn't be surprised a bit. Now, Teresa, you spent most part of December in Great Britain.
I did, but not too many gardens did we see then. But I was there in June, and we did see lots of gardens.
Now, I think you went to some place that me and you both just love, and that is Highclere Castle, which is, of course, the home of Downton Abbey.
I did. And the home is beautiful, and you do feel like you just pulled up the drive to Downton Abbey. But what you don't often see on the show or the movie are the gardens. And there's a walk to the gardens, and you walk through this beautiful wildflower meadow to get to the gardens. And there's even a secret garden there as well. I have the sign to prove it. And when you walk through gardens, and I'm sure you saw that when you were in Budapest, but you see things and you see things that, well, maybe I could add that to my garden. And not only does it make your garden more beautiful using some of their design techniques, but you have the memory of where you saw it originally. And so I'm doing that in our garden. I saw a beautiful, what was a bench, and the bench was completely surrounded by Annabelle hydrangeas. And then there were tall roses and other tall perennials around there too. So I'm going to have a bench surrounded by not Annabelles because I already have a hedge of Annabelles in another part of the garden. So I'm going to put Bobo hydrangeas because they get tall enough to do this to make this look. So I'm going to have a Highclere Castle
Wow.
bench in
I
my
can't wait to see it. I know you'll be sharing pictures of it. And
I will. So anyway, so it is so fun to get to travel. We're so fortunate when we do, and we get to see things. And we're going to hear a lot about that today. Paul Zimmerman took a trip last year, and he's going to report on that. And he's going to tell us all about the trips coming up. And it's not just trip this year, it's trips coming up in 2020.
Wow. Well, folks, pack your bags. Paul Zimmerman's about to join us, and it's time for Rose Chat. Y'all stay with us.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Paul, it's good to have you back on Rose Chat.
It's always nice to be back on Rose Chat. I can't think of any place I'd rather be.
On this gray day, we'll talk about roses and gardens, and that is excellent.
Something to brighten up the winter weather.
Yeah, we need it. We need it today, especially. Now, today we're going to talk about 2020 trips. But first, I have a confession. So last year, when the pictures came in, and I found myself being a little pea green with envy, especially as I looked at the Facebook post, there's everyone, including Michael Marriott, at David Austin Gardens. And I think you said something about for behind the scenes tours. Now, I don't know anyone who doesn't want to go behind the scenes.
Well, David Austin was fun, and that was one of the gardens that I had high on my list to go see, having been there before. And as you know, I've known Michael for over 20 years. So I called Michael and I said, I'm bringing a group and I want to do some fun stuff that you might not normally be allowed to do. And Michael said, absolutely. You tell me what you want to do and we'll do it. And so we got there. First of all, Michael actually came to the hotel a couple nights before we went to David Austin, and he gave us a nice talk on companion plants. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Then we went to a public garden, a private garden, excuse me, that Michael had designed. And Michael literally walked us through the entire garden. And I said, I want you to just walk through the garden. Why did you pick that variety? Why did you plant it there? What's your color? What was your thinking? What was your philosophy behind the design as you were doing it? So we literally had a 2-hour masterclass in a garden designed by Michael, with him walking us through what was going on and the whys and the wherefores and how the planting and the style that he was going for and all of that kind of stuff. So that was a lot of fun. But that was just the precursor. Because then we went to David Austin Roses, and so Michael met us. He was there for the day with us, and so he met us. And the first thing that we did was we went and took a behind-the-scenes look at the hybridizing greenhouses and the hybridizing facility. So we got to – he explained how the hybridizing worked. We saw all the test roses, all the seedlings being grown, and we're talking, you know, 200,000 seedlings, as well as the plants that were potentially going to be, you know, David Austin Roses maybe 10 years from now. So that was a wonderful walkthrough. Michael explained the entire process and what they did. Then he took us in and we had a hybridizing class. He showed everybody how to hybridize roses. He taught us that. Then he took us into the facility where they are testing the David Austin cut roses, cut flower roses, which David Austin now has as a line. So he took us in there and we did a little bit of looking around and we did some playing with that. And there's some sniffing and smelling, and he gave us the criteria for that. And then afterward, we had lunch, as one does in England. And then what we did was he took us into Mr. Austin's, of course, who's now deceased, but his garden, his house is still there. And he took us into Mr. Austin's personal garden. And we had a private tour with Michael through Mr. Austin's personal garden as well.
Well, I'm turning that color again. I just am.
I'm seeing tour.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now this year, it's not just one, but two, right?
Yeah, this year it's two. We had such success with the UK tour. And it was fun because we got off the bus in London and everybody looked at me and they said, this was fabulous. Where are we going next year? So which is great. It was a great compliment. We had a lot of fun. It was 15 of us, private motor coach. And so what we're doing this year is we're going to go ahead and do the UK again. Pretty much the same tour. I've made a few tweaks in it. Again, we're going to go, we end up at David Austin with Michael's garden, with Michael joining us. This year, however, Michael's going to take us to his own personal garden at his home. It was kind of under some changes last year, so he wasn't ready for us, but this year we've got that on the list. We're going to Mottisfont Abbey where we'll have a session with, Johnny, who's the head gardener there. We go to Sissinghurst. We get an early bird in the Sissinghurst before it's open to the public where we have a private tour with the head gardener at Sissinghurst. So, and Charles Quest Riston is going to join us and do some talks as well. So I'm trying to always arrange these sort of, you know, behind the scenes things just, you know, by calling on friends of mine. So England is June 24th through July 1, begins and ends in London. And then we've added Belgium and Holland. And the reason for this is my ancestry is Dutch. For those of you who know me, I'm first generation American. So that was part of it. We begin and end in Brussels, and that is June 15 through the 21 of June. We're going to go to Louis Lenz nurseries, where I've asked the valets to give us a private behind the scenes tour of the nursery there. We're going to see some other gardens that we're going to, that are unusual. And these tours are a combination of private gardens and public gardens, which is fun. And in the private gardens, they've arranged, the company I work with, Boxford Tours, we're met by the owner, who's generally the person who designed the garden. They walk us through the garden. So we're not only seeing the garden, we're seeing the garden through the eyes of the person who owns and designed that garden, which we have found to just be utterly fascinating. They generally join us for lunch, which is always generally served in, on the estate, which is a lot of fun. So that's that's the nice combinations of them both. And then in Belgium and Holland, we're also going to go to Speck Roses. Eric and Alex Speck, who I've known for a long time, and they're going to show us their behind the scenes of their nursery. And they do a lot of cut flower roses and cut flower breeding, so we're going to be seeing a lot of that. And in the end of the Belgium-Holland one, a very traditional Indonesian dish is called the rice tafel, or rice table, is how it's translated. Indonesia was a Dutch colony before the war, so there's a lot of Indonesian food served in the Netherlands. So we conclude with a rice tafel in The Hague at a restaurant called Garuda, and two of my family members are joining us to host the evening.
Oh, my goodness. It just sounds fabulous. One of the themes I keep hearing as you talk is education is a huge piece of this. And every gardener I know is a lifelong learner. And so this is just something extra, right?
Exactly.
You know, most
tourists don't have so much
education.
Yeah, and that was part, well, as you know me, and as you know me forever, that, you know, education is a big passion of mine. And education in terms of, you know, roses are not difficult. They're not fussy. But what I really want everyone to come away with, and that was one of my goals, was to say, okay, here's three or four things that I've learned, be it companion planting, be it a style of planting the roses, being how you plant the roses, being how you treat the roses, that they can apply to their own home garden. Because it's very easy to walk into a place like Sissinghurst or David Austin Rose's nursery or the Valet's nursery and, you know, Louis Lenz, and just be blown away and overwhelmed by it. And so what I tried to do as we were going through these talks was to find what I call teaching moments where I could stop everybody and say, okay, let's look at what's going on here and let's look at this. And now this is what we're doing. And this is how you can take this tableau and you can take this back to your own personal garden. And this is what you can do. And that was one of the great compliments, because I've kept in touch with many of the people after the tour. And they're saying, you know, I came back and I looked at my garden with new eyes. And you remember when you told me about this, or Michael said this, or, you know, so-and-so talked about that. And I'm now applying that to my own home garden as well. So that is a big part of what this is. It's education. And some of it's behind the scenes, but it's also, what are these learning moments we can take from these grand gardens that we can take home with us and say, gosh, I can do that in my own little garden at home.
Absolutely. Just perfect. So tell us what's included. Once they sign up, what's included in the price?
Pretty much actually everything, to be honest with you. You know, both tours obviously we have private coach transportation. It's just us. And the coach, I mean, this coach had Wi-Fi. It had restrooms. I mean, we had water on board. I mean, it was an amazing situation. All the hotels, I had told them that I do not want modern steel and glass hotels. I want to stay in England. We stay in country manors, which are just delightful. In many cases, they're all big homes that have been turned into hotels with wonderful rooms and little pubs and snugs and things like that. So I really want a nice feel for the area. All the tours generally include pretty much all your breakfasts are included in the hotel. Almost all your lunches are included as well. And that includes, you know, like I said, lunches with people who own these houses and these gardens. We generally lunch in the house, with them. And then dinner is also included at the hotel. The England tour generally includes wine for dinner as well. So pretty much everything from soup to nuts is included. The coach, the hotel stays, admittance to the gardens, all of that stuff is taken care of. The only thing we don't include, we do not include airfare to and from London for the UK tour, or Brussels for Belgium, because we don't know where people are coming from. Some people maybe already want to be there. So your only responsibility is to get to London. We have a pickup at Gatwick and a pickup at Heathrow. Brussels, we have a pickup at the airport, and that's the coach. And then basically for the next 7 days, you sit back and relax. We're talking four and five course meals, wonderful food, wonderful breakfast. that's included. So it's a culinary tour as well as a garden tour. And basically you sit back and relax and just come along and let us do the work.
Well, Paul, you really have thought of everything. And if I didn't have my own private tour guide in the UK, I'd be signing up. And because I've gotten to spend some time there, especially this last year, these are the most charming, the most welcoming people ever. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah, they
just are. The people that I've met and the places I've been.
Yeah, everybody's very friendly, and that includes Belgium and Holland as well. Again, a lot of these people I know already, which is fun. So it's, you know, for me, it's a lot of fun. I get to see friends, and that's a good part of it. And the tours are put together. I've been asked over the years to do these, and I'd resisted because I wasn't sure about the logistical aspect of this. So Michael, actually, Marriott, put me in touch with a company called Boxwood Tours in the UK. Mm-hmm. And they do tours in England, but all over the continent, all over Europe as well. And they've been doing this almost 30 years. And they've got extensive contact of doing garden tours and the gardens that they know. And they personally go visit every single garden before they will put it on a tour. They did that in Belgium and Holland, actually. They went and took a tour themselves and visited every single garden that I suggested to make sure they were up to the standards that they wanted. They stayed in every single hotel ahead of time. They do all the arrangements. So in that sense, I've got, you know, this company with 30 years of experience doing all the logistics, all the arranging. My brief to them was, you know, I don't want to pack this with three or four gardens a day. I want a couple of gardens. I want some education. I want to try to work with the head gardeners. And I actually communicate with the head gardeners ahead of time what I would like them to teach. And then I also try to make sure that everybody has maybe an hour of free time in the garden on their own where they can wander and take photographs, go back and visit parts of the garden that they, you know, maybe want to see again or something like that. So we try to see a lot, but we don't try to hurry the pace to where you, it's just crazy and you just feel like you're exhausted and you haven't seen anything. In the evening, we would always meet for a pre-dinner drink in the snug or the pub or whatever the hotel has. We just sit around and talk about roses and have fun. Then we go into dinner and have a nice 2-hour dinner and continue to talk about roses.
Oh, wow. It just gets better and better. Okay. Share with our listeners how to get in contact with share your website with them.
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to paulzimmermanroses.com. That's my website. And then if you go down just a little bit on the homepage, you'll see a link for the garden tours. Click on that. There's some brief information. And then you can click on a link for the UK tour. And there's a separate link for the Belgium tour. That takes you to the Boxwood website, Boxwood Tours, where all the details are, including pricing, everything that's included, et cetera. And from there, there's a form where you can then click on to go ahead and sign up for the tour. You pay a deposit, and then, of course, the rest of it goes from there. But that's all on the website. For people who may not want to come on the tour this year because they can't, if on my website, what you first get to, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a contact form. And you can just fill that out. And basically what happens is you'll be notified of any future tours for 21. 21, we'll do UK again, and we're probably going to do France in 2021. And you'll get email notifications when those tours become available. So that way you can also be signed up for future tour information as well. But go to paulzimmermanroses.com, look on the homepage, click to the tour link, and that'll take you to the page. And from there, it's pretty straightforward.
Is there a deadline? Is there a deadline people should be aware of?
Yeah, the deadline, I believe, it's on Boxwood's site. I think it's about 6 weeks before the tour start. That being said, it's first come, first serve. We limit the amount of people on the tour. We don't want a big crowd. I don't want a big crowd. I want to make sure that I've got time to give everybody one-on-one attention. So, you know, when it sells out, it's sold out, and that's the end of it. So I would advise people get their reservations in sooner rather than later.
Sounds good. Paul, thanks for all you do to make this happen with all the details that all of us gardeners just really, really love.
Yeah, well, we've tried it. It's gardens, it's culture, it's England, it's Belgium, it's Holland, it's food, it's everything that gardeners love. Because, you know, if any gardeners like anything after after gardens, it's sitting around eating and talking about gardens.
Drinking wine, eating good food, and garden friends.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we it's a nice round of fellowship, and it's a lot of fun. We had just a great time with the tour this past year, and I know we're going to have a good time next year.
Well, again, thank you for coming on and sharing this with us, and all the best.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.